You're listening to the NMG Sessions on Cambridge 105.
Rob Godfrey is going to be playing live at the Plough for the Bridge Sessions this evening. He's managed to grab a quick chat with me first before he goes on. Rob, it's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Now, Rob, I have heard that Tim Willett interviewed you a long time ago when you were in a band, and it was the first interview you ever did?
That's correct. It must have been some 8 years ago or so now. It was a completely different style of music as well. Shouty, aggressive, teen rock sort of stuff, rather than the slightly depressing, somber acoustic music that I'm doing now.
So you were the vocalist in that band?
Yep, or more shouting, but yeah.
So what made you change direction?
I moved to Brighton to go to uni, and I moved without the band. And I thought, I still want to do gigs. And the only opportunity for that was to play on my own. And then I thought, actually, I quite enjoy this. It's quite easy. Don't have to rely on anyone else. And yeah, it stuck.
So do you write your own songs?
Yeah. I've been writing them since I was a little kid, when I first got on the piano, age 7 or 8 sort of thing. So yeah, I've been doing it a while. I try and do covers as well, but I try and make it almost as if I'm writing it as a new song as well.
So you like, when you play the piano, do you play any other instruments?
I haven't actually played piano in years. I just use that as a composition tool, but I mainly play guitar, but I also play bass. I used to play in a few bands and used to play a bit of double bass as well, but I'm a bit rusty on that now. So
with the piano at home, am I guessing your parents are musical?
Yeah, my mum and dad are both classical musicians. So my dad's a violinist and my mum's a cellist, and they both play in orchestras and do weddings and that sort of thing. Which is cool.
So you were surrounded by music growing up, but very different music to what you like to listen to now or play now?
I do like listening to classical music, but I think I realised I was never going to be as good as the rest of my family at classical music, so I thought I'd skimp out and try a new style, which seems to have worked. Now we're a bit less competitive, which is good.
So are they here tonight? Are they going to be listening?
Yeah, my mum and dad are both here, yeah.
How old are you, Rob? Am I allowed to ask?
I'm 23.
You've got an amazing voice. I mean, just your speaking voice has got a lovely tone to it. I imagine when you perform that you feel your lyrics.
Hopefully. That's what I try to do, yeah. I try and be quite articulate so that the lyrics do come out. But if I've had a few too many, that might not be always the case. But we'll see.
Yeah, you have admitted to me you've had a heavy night last night. Not that that will affect you, I'm sure. But how are you feeling?
I'll be all right. I'm hanging in there, quite literally.
So you live in Cambridge now. What do you think to the Cambridge music scene?
There's lots of really, really talented musicians coming out of Cambridge. I'm really impressed by everything that I hear. And it seems like there are more venues now putting on gigs, which is really good to hear as well, because there's going to be more opportunities and more things to go do in the evening, which is nice.
So how do you write your songs? Where do you get your inspiration from?
I'm really bad. I sort of write for a week every 6 months, and I'll write 6 or 7 songs in that week, because I'll be feeling really sad about something usually, or bitter towards somebody. And then I won't write anything for the next 6 months, and then same process again. But I never really know where it comes from. I'm quite a lazy writer.
So do you prefer to write about real things as opposed to...
Yeah, I'll always write about real situations. It's more of just venting it out and getting it out of your system, really. And then hopefully it turns into a nice song. And then you can celebrate the fact that you were once unhappy, which is good.
So it doesn't bring it up every time you perform the song?
No, I haven't broken down in tears or anything yet, but maybe one day, you never know.
Do you have a favourite song?
I think so. Well, I just put out a single of what was my favourite song, which is called Baby Not Now, which you'll hear later. Although I've now played it so many times that I've sort of played it to death for myself, so... Probably a new one. I'll go for one called The Last Time I Stepped Foot Inside Your Mother's Home. Won't be the one.
That sounds interesting. I like the title of that. I'm really looking forward to hearing you perform and play. What do you think to the Plough as a venue?
It seems really, really nice. It's the first time I've been here, actually, but everyone's really friendly. It's got really quirky lighting everywhere, which is always a bonus. And yeah, it seems like it's going to be a really good show.
Do you have a favourite venue that you like playing?
The Junction was sort of the first venue which I did anything in, so I'll have to go for The Junction just for the sakes of that, I think.
So the summer has happened. Have you done any festivals? Have you been touring at all?
I didn't do many festivals this year. I just did the big festival on Alex James's farm, which was quite good fun. It's sort of like a foodie festival, but also with good music as well. But yeah, other than that, I want to start recording now and put some records out, and then I'll gig ferociously after that.
Cool. So how did you get involved with that festival? Because it's Jamie Oliver as well, isn't it? And it is about food. He's obviously a cheese man. Yeah. But it looks like a really good festival. Lots of famous faces there.
Yeah, lots of famous faces. You saw actually saw Alex James DJing in his cheese hut, which is where he was selling the cheese, and he was playing some funky disco, which is quite good. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that came through. I was previously working with the manager, who I've now sadly parted ways with, but she got the contacts and did all the hard work, and I just turned up and played the gig.
And did you enjoy the festival as well? Did you have time to hang out and...
Yeah, I went with my sister and we went and watched Gentleman's Dub Club and a few others. And yeah, it was a really good day. It was lovely.
And you probably ate a lot.
I ate quite a lot, yeah. We made sure that we just bought small dishes from different places so we could cram in as much as we could.
So who do you... Like, who's your idol? Or who do you kind of look up to musically?
My absolute favourite, I'd have to say, is John Martin. Although I like a lot of the old folk music, so Richard Thompson, Nick Drake, and then also a lot of jazz musicians, Amy Winehouse, that sort of thing. It's hard to pick, but probably John Martin. He'd be the absolute idol.
So when you do covers, how do you pick covers? Do you just pick favourite songs? Or
I've got a formula, which is you take a terribly cheesy pop song from 80s or 90s, and then one which has a good melody but is still a terribly cheesy song, and then sort of sass it up with a bit of Latin or some jazz. So tonight I'll be treating everyone to the Bee Gees' Staying Alive and Believe by Cher.
Yep. I think they're going to love it. I love listening to your voice. I can't wait to hear you sing. You're a tall lad. You're very tall. Do you get lots of ladies, lots of fans?
No comment. It's not my place to say.
Mum's around. We can't reveal too much. Thank you so much, Rob, and have a great night tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, do you...
We're good? Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. For Cambridge 105, a very, very warm welcome to the Bridge Sessions Live at the Plough. We're very honoured tonight to have with us Rob Godfrey. Check him out on iTunes, on Spotify. He's got a new single out on there. But let's not delay any longer. Please give your warmest welcome to Rob Godfrey.
Thank you very much. So these are a collection of bitter rants about ex-girlfriends of mine, and the first of which is entitled "I'm Just Your Boyfriend" with the emphasis on the just. I'm the kind of guy who should find himself a home and just settle down all on his own, no, no. You couldn't be more wrong. They say that I'm the kind of guy who could have wrote 1,000 novels. I'm the kind of guy who could have made $1 million and rolled around with my hundreds of models. Oh, oh, I'm not that guy anymore, no, oh. I'm just your boyfriend, nothing more, nothing less, just a lover and a pest. I'm just your boyfriend, 'cause there's nothing else I can do. She said, oh, I'm the kind of girl who is always being honest, at least that's what she told me anyway. She said, oh, I'm the kind of girl who's so exceedingly modest, or so she likes to boast to me every day. And you're the kind of guy who takes girls like me for granted. You only hang around until your love seed's been planted, then lie back down with your mind all enchanted with lies, 'cause
you're just my boyfriend, she said. Nothing more, nothing less, just my toy and my jester, just my boyfriend. Cause there's nothing else you can do. Well, I could have been a diver, I could have swum through any sea, and I could have been a climber, spent my days just climbing trees. And I could have been a lawyer, I could have helped my friends to plea. I could have been Tom Sawyer in my dark blue dungarees. Well, I could have been a ninja, I could have fought bad guys in disguise. And I could have been like Krishna, chilling with the elephant man in disguise. And I could have been a hustler, with my big red puffy eyes. I could have been a punter, and made money off all of these lies. Cause I'm just your boyfriend, nothing more, nothing less to you. I'm just your boyfriend, cause there's nothing else I can do. I said, oh, I've got nothing else. No, no, I've got nothing else. No, no, I've got nothing else. No, no, no. Well, apart from some friends and a little bit of money and an average-sized brain, which I could apply with the money to spend on a train to ride away from you. I've got a bike, I could use that to ride away too. I've got a knife that I could use to kill you. And I've got a cage, so if you fill me up with rage, I could just put you in it. And I've got a padlock, a really good padlock. Thank you. So we're on to rant number two. And this one is simply entitled, I Think You're Crazy. And to this day, I still believe that that is correct. I do apologise to the radio listeners for my detuning. Can't be much fun for you. Okay, here we go. Everybody here thinks you're crazy. I don't know how the knowledge of which had escaped me. Maybe I just turned a blind eye for your safety. But baby, you are crazy, so very dearly crazy, yeah. We could have had it all before you who made your fall, yeah. We could have had it all before you made your fall, yeah. We could have had it all before you made your fall into your crazy, into your crazy. Facing up to all your faces. Whenever I think I've caught your eye, it changes. And I really hope to never one day swap places, slip into your crazy, drifting through your crazy. We could have had it all before you made your fall, yeah. We could have had it all before you made your fall, yeah. We could have had it all before for you made you fall into your crazy, into your crazy, yeah. I really wished I didn't know this. I really wished I never noticed. I highly doubt you'll overthrow this. Crazy, you're so adorably crazy. I wanna follow your crazy, drift away with all of your crazy.
Thank you. Once again, in similar vein, this is another rant, and this one is called Pollute Me, which she did for quite some time. Like you, neglect me. What harm will it do? Reject me. What harm will it do? What harm can you do? Just a little thing like you. Refute me. What harm will it do? Shoot me. What harm will it do? What harm can you do? Just a little thing like you. Thank you. Time to stray away from my devious rants. This one is a cover of one of the greatest songs of all time, I'm sure you'll all agree, and this is Believe by Cher. Mm-hmm.
matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. And there's just no talking to you. I'm so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe in. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, oh. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think I'm strong enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think that I'm strong enough. So what am I supposed to do? I sit around and wait for you? No, I can't do that. And there's just no turn back, cause it takes time to move on and love to feel strong. But I've had time to think it through, and maybe I'm just too good for you. Maybe I'm just too good for you. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think I'm strong enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think that I'm strong enough. And I know I'll get through the years, cause I know that I'll be strong. I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think I'm strong enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? If I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think that I'm strong enough. I really don't think that I'm strong enough. I really don't think that I am strong enough. Thank you. This one's not actually particularly bitter. It's still very mellow, but this is a song I wrote called The Ship That Sailed. Ship. I saw a girl who cured the sun, her beauty as the ale, but her eyes were set on the greener grass, and boards the ship that sails. Many a morn I've mourned her loss by cursing at the waves. Poseidon, won't you take care of her upon the ship that sails? O glorious winds, bellying her sail, help bring her home safe one day. I may live out my life a jealous man of the ship that ripped through the waves, of the ship that sailed. 100 years of romance spent in the summer air. Oh, she sailed it far from the English coast. My mind sank in despair, and I've forgotten all of her kisses now. Forgotten the feel of her hair, the smell of her perfume in the freshly cut grass no longer lingers in the air. What I'd give for one last day of summer, just one day to pass and fade with the wind. So that my memories can be restored, if I can't keep her by my side, then I will keep her in my mind forever. A 100 days have passed, still haven't seen blue skies since she left the isle. The tides have turned back and forth in my mind, and I've forgotten all of our wishes now, forgotten the jokes that we shared, the look in her eyes as she gazed upon mine, and how I tremble as she stared. What I'd give for one last day of summer, just one day to pass and fade with the wind. So that my memories can be restored, if I can't keep her by my side, then I will keep her in my mind forever, 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 forever.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna play for you now an instrumental song that I wrote. Just gives my voice a little bit of a break. And this is called Sunshine on the Rails. Thank you. We're in for another slightly more up-tempo but still equally as sad, which is called Whilst You Were Here.
What can I say? I've made a mistake, my darling. Losing a girl as good as you. Teach me how to go on, else I'll chase my tail in circles. Searching for a girl as good as you. Look, I wanted you to stay, you're right, my dear. But I didn't want to say, whilst you were here. And now I've got to try and reclaim my flame from you. I'm sure that I'll be left to weep. Every night I'll lose some sleep over a girl as good as you. Think me less of a man, as perhaps I should have followed. Taken chase on a girl as good as you. Kept myself out of your plans, I didn't want you to change them. I won't interfere with a girl as good as you. Look, I wanted you to stay, you're right, my dear. But I didn't want to say, whilst you were here. And now I've got to try and reclaim my flame from you. I'm sure that I'll be left to weep. Every night I'll lose some sleep over a girl as good as you. Baba do I, do I, do I, do I, Baba do I, Baba da ba do da, Baba da ba do la. Look, I wanted you to stay, alright, my dear. Whilst you were here. And now I've got to try and reclaim my flame from you. I'm sure that I'll be left to weep. Every night I'll lose some sleep over the fact that I never did reap the benefits of a love so sleek, so at ease and so secure, so unforced, so pure. And I'll be pining forevermore girl as good as you.
Thank you. Okay, another cover of one of the other best songs of all time, which is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, but I've seasoned it with a bit of Latin sass.
Yo, but don't you know I tell by the way I use my walk? I'm a woman's man, no time for talk, no music loud, and my women warm. I've been kicked around since before I was born. It's alright, it's okay, you may live another day. Or we can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Or whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, just staying alive. Oh, no, no, no. Ooh. See, cause I get low and I get high, and if I don't get either, I wonder why. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man and I just can't lose. Cause it's alright, it's okay, you may look the other way. Or we can try to understand the New York Times effects on man. Or whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, staying alive. Feel New city breaking and everybody shaking, just staying alive. Oh, no, 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 no. Life's going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah.
Oh, you know I didn't do it, babe.
Oh, baby, no, life's going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. I said, oh, you can tell by the way I use my. Said you can tell by the way I use my. Said you can tell by the way I tell. By the way I tell. By the way. Tell by the way. Tell by the way. You can tell on by, yeah. Tell on by, yeah. Said, babe, you can tell by the way that I'm using my walk, that I'm a woman's man. No time for talking. Music loud and my women warm. I've been kicked around since before I was born. But it's alright, it's okay. You may live another day. Or we can try to understand the New York Times effect. Oh man, oh, whether your brother or whether your mother is staying alive. Feel the city breaking, baby, and everybody's shaking. Oh, we're staying alive. Oh, bim, 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 bim. Oh no, no, no. I'm still alive.
Thank you. Right, I think I've got three more left for you. This next one is a very recent one. I might forget the lyrics. Do apologise if I start singing Dee Dee Diddly Dee over the microphone. This one's called I Should Have Played You at Games.
You say I came too late. I say you left so soon. You were scared of the sun setting, but I was eagerly expecting the moon. Perhaps I should have worn my dress of masquerade. Toyed with your mind, and maybe you'd have stayed. I should have played you at games. Whoa. I should have played you at games. You want Mr. Mysterious, but I'm just seeking joy. You wanted something new to inspire you, but this is all new in the eyes of this boy. Perhaps I should have put on my Sunday best. Pretended to you this is how I usually dress. Oh. I should have played you at games. Whoa. I should have played you at games. Should have played you at games. Let me offer you some food for thought, darling. The books that you've bought that taught you the worth in expanding your mind, they don't even come near to the beauty, my dear, of the world I've painted for us. Inside of my mind. Oh. I should have played you at games. Whoa. I should have played you at games. keep an eye out on my name. Realized if I tried, I'd have played you at my games. But I don't believe a free soul deserves to be tamed. So I did my utmost best to restrain. Hear me cry to the night about my refrain, that maybe, baby, I should have played you at games.
Thank you. Okay, so two more left. This is basically, this song is exactly the same as the last one, but sounds very different. And this one is called The Last Time That I Stepped Foot Inside Your Mother's Home.
Last time I stepped foot inside your mother's home, it began to snow. Even though winter was so long ago, fitting really, since I've lost my summer soul. And the long, cruel winter will soon take control. Lady, please open your heart. Let me in. You've kept me close, but for some reason I'm not allowed inside. And I treat you right, and I've got some crazy in my eyes, enough danger inside of me to keep the fire alive. Last time I'll see the pictures on the walls of your friends, and the tickets to the gigs that you've missed. Oh, maybe I should write this out so it can sit there next to the other notes from the other boys that you've kissed. Lady, please open your heart. Let me in. You've kept me closer, but for some reason I'm not allowed inside. And I treat you right, and I've got some crazy in my eyes, there's enough danger inside of me to keep the fire alive. Please join me at the soul. We could be fused, neither of us trying to seize control, 'cause I'm sure that we both stay amused. 'Cause I'd give you my world for a tiny little piece of yours, and we could travel, babe, through our music we'd explore. Be mine forevermore. Be mine forevermore. Mine forevermore.
Thank you. So thank you very much to everyone for having me, and also for listening. I've been Rob Godfrey, and this is a song which I recently put out as a single with a full band called Baby Not Now. And you can find it all over the internet on all your streaming sites, Jibber Jabber, all that stuff. There's also an acoustic version on my EP, if anyone's interested, which I do have a couple for sale, I do believe. Yeah, this is Baby Not Now, thank you very much.
I need to know right now whether we can make amends to the love we had. instead of scratching at loose ends. If we fall in love, we'll set our fears alight when we fall in love and put an end to sleepless nights. Oh, I know, I felt it once before, or maybe twice. Well, to be honest, I'm not sure, but after all I've learnt, I'm unprepared. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before the tears fell out of the sky. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before these demons filled my mind. She wants me to hold her like I used to, back when that was enough. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before we fell out of love, my love. I wanna make your heart, oh, scream louder than before with a brand new start. Baby, don't you know we'll end our wars if we fall in love? I'll build a kingdom for you and I when we fall in love and sweep the clouds out of the sky. Oh, I know, I find it kind of strange that love is so unkind when minds misbehave. And I know this time we've got to be sure. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before the tears fell out of the sky. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before these demons filled my mind. She wants me to hold her like I used to, back when that was enough. She wants me to hold her like I used to, before we fell out of love, my love. And you know what I'll say, oh baby, not today. And you know that your reply cleared those little lies from out of your mind, like the grass is always greener. I've heard it all before, and we know that you were right, but baby, you can't fix love overnight. And I know you'll understand, but that won't stop you making your demands. Baby, not now. Baby, not now. Oh, no, no. Baby, not now. Oh no, not now. Baby, not now. Oh no, 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 not now. Oh, not now. Baby, not now. Baby, not now. Oh no, 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 not now. Baby, not now.
Thank you very much. I've been Rob Godfrey. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing so much more from this guy. Rob Godfrey, thank you so much. It's stunning. Let's hear it one more time. Rob Godfrey. Thanks so much for coming along. We'll see you later. Thanks.
You're listening to the NMG Sessions on Cambridge 105. Thank you.
harm will it do? Dispute me. What harm will it do? What harm can you do? Just a little thing like you. Reject me. What harm will it do? Neglect me. What harm will it do? What harm can you do? Just a little thing like you. Refute me. What harm will it do? Shoot me. What harm will it do? What harm can you do? Just a little thing like you. I deserve better, girl. And though I'm sad, I oughtn't cry. But I deserve better, girl. I'm watching storms form in my mind. And baby, if you love me, then the only thing to do is run and fall away. Cause every time you hold me, don't you know that all my demons, they come out to play. I try to forget them and look to the light, but each time I did it, you shadow a fight. Want you to leave now before they engulf me and swallow me whole. You'd break up, yes, break up all my mind. While you take up, yes, take up all my time. And I deserve better, girl. And though I'm sad, I oughtn't cry. But I deserve better, girl, than watching storms form in my mind. And lover, if I didn't always love you like the way they do on silver screen, consider that it may be that my mind can only project that of horror scene. I try to play friendly, but you'd always buy. Cause I'd bring you flowers, you set them alight. Wanted to help you, but girl, I needed some help of my own. You'd break up. Yes, break up all my mind. While you take up, yes, take up all my time. And I deserve better, girl. And though I'm sad, I oughtn't cry. But I deserve better, girl.